Yeah, it's, you know, you just want to win games. I think pre-season's about preparing the players physically. You know, I want to get the fitness working, but you also want to get a winning mentality, and winning games is important to me and important to the players. We want to find a way of winning games, and what better way to start than the first pre-season game?
And the supporters came here looking to celebrate, and they celebrated initially with a goal from one of their former heroes, his return, of course, David Mooney.
Yeah, he's obviously very popular his first spell, and couldn't wait to come back and be a part of, you know, this club. He loves this club. You know, he's red and white through and through, so, you know, he wants to help the other players. He's one of those players that isn't selfish. You know, he wants to be part of a team and part of a successful team, and you know, there's nobody better than having somebody like him up front who can score goals and be a leader on the pitch.
And I'd imagine that the Orient faithful would have been impressed with what they saw from the new boys.
I hope so. I mean, you know, it's one game, and you know, the next game could present other problems to us, and the next game could be the same. So we just have to take a game at a time and make sure that we're on it. I don't like us to just breeze through games. I want us to be full on for the whole of the pre-season games and make sure that we get the intensity that we're looking for in the matches and carry that forward.
Is it going to be difficult for you to manage expectations? Because they're sky high at the moment, aren't they?
I don't know. I think the people I've spoke to have been quite realistic about Orient's chances of, you know, doing well and having a good season. But, you know, we're just focusing at the moment on stabilising the football club and making sure that everybody's pulling the right way. And I think we've got that. We've now got to make sure, because we're behind on bringing players in, recruitment and fitness and all the things happening off the pitch as well. You know, we are playing a little bit of catch-up, so all I can do is prepare the team as best as possible. And I know that the fans, judging by today's attendance and support, will be totally behind that, whatever expectation we have.
You kick off at Sutton, and of course, like Harlow, that is a plastic surface. How difficult that's going to be?
Well, today would have helped. You know, I think we will train on 4Gs to get us used to training on that type of service. I think that's important that you've trained on it before you play on it, rather than just go on it. So, you know, our planning before that game will be around training on that surface to make sure that we know what's coming.
Will there be other new arrivals before that game against Sutton?
Yeah, I would think so. There'll probably be another four at least to make the squad up to. Around two per position. You're looking at about 24 players in total, so which is brilliant considering we only had 8 players about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So, you know, Martin has done a fantastic job to be able to achieve getting that amount of players in. And obviously we've been getting our heads together on who and when and, you know, all those sort of questions that recruitment brings. And so at the moment I'm pleased with the additions, but you know, I still think we need to add in certain positions.
Is there a slight advantage coming in late in terms of bringing players in? Because there might be one or two that wouldn't necessarily have thought in the past of dropping to the National League, but if they haven't got a contract, might consider it now.
Yeah, there's always some that you know, haven't quite got what they wanted, and who are good players, who are still floating around, still available. So it can be a disadvantage as well, because sometimes the better players will have already got clubs. Having said that, like I say, you're not sure, because some players are promised certain things and they don't get them. And then, you know, with Orient being a big club as well in this division, it attracts players anyway. You know, George, you know, said that himself about sitting in the stands and having a look around and thinking what a big club it is, and, you know, it shouldn't be in this, it shouldn't be where it is, but we are where we are. And like I say, we know that we can attract a certain amount of players. We've tried to recruit in London. We've tried to recruit in the local area rather than going outside of the local area. Apart from one of the players, I think they're all London boys.